Hello, welcome to Pretty Good for a Girl. We're your hosts, Tay
and Sid.
This is going to be a little intro episode, and so bear with us. We will be talking some about who we are and why we're doing this in this episode. So I guess I could start, or Sid, do you want to start?
Yeah, you can start.
Okay, so I'm Tay, short for Taylor. I am a college student. I am currently studying sports communications. I'm not an athlete by any means, but I do enjoy sports. And that's pretty much it.
I'm Sid, short for Sydney. I am a high school senior. I participated in powerlifting, softball, and track. Softball I participated in all my life. Powerlifting I started my freshman year, went to regionals. Sophomore and this senior year. I did track sophomore and senior year. My junior year had to take a break because of an injury, but it's okay.
Oh, I guess I should add that I did grow up playing softball and basketball.
Oh, I also did grow up playing basketball, but I did not end up doing it in high school. So, that says anything.
We're also sisters. I think that's important to mention.
Yes, we are.
Our father's a coach.
He's basically coached everything except, like, golf.
Lacrosse, hockey.
Right now, he coaches.
Anything exotic he has not coached.
Right now, he coaches basketball and softball. He was coaching track, but it's done, so.
Yeah, he also cross-countries, I thought, was kind of ironic.
Yeah. He's coached, like, you know, tennis, he's coached football, he's coached, you know, anything my high school has, basically, he's coached golf.
We say that to say we've been surrounded by sports our entire lives. Grew up watching boys' basketball practices as kids. I remember being
football practices, too.
Yeah, football practices. We've seen track. Yeah. I never saw one of his soccer practices, but we've seen all sorts of stuff. But I guess another important thing we should mention is, you know, why we're doing this podcast and what this podcast is about. I'll let Sydney start on that one.
Oh, well, I'm doing it because she asked me to, and I wasn't going to turn it down because I think it's pretty cool to do I thought it was pretty cool to do a podcast because I get to talk about my opinions on stuff without being interrupted. Well, except by her.
Unless it's by me. I can interrupt you all I want.
Uh-huh. Well, she bought the podcast thing, so she can interrupt me anytime. I'm doing it because I'm tired of boys putting down women's sports, mainly. Growing up doing sports, I never liked it. I always thought it was kind of stupid when boys, you know, think, you know, like, you know, the softball term, I could go 450 on you. Well, could you? Because I've seen you strike out multiple times.
Ain't that the truth?
On a changeup.
Yeah. I wanted to do this because I don't feel like female sports get enough attention and don't get nearly as much as male sports in general at all. I think the exception right now to that would be women's basketball.
Oh, 100%.
Women's basketball is really booming right now, and I'm so happy about that.
Oh, yeah.
Even if I'm not a huge basketball fan.
Yeah. I liked always watching women's basketball. Not like, I've never watched their professional ones, but I've watched college, and I always thought, you know, they're pretty good. I've always enjoyed watching them more than I have watching men's college basketball. I don't know. That's just me.
Not that all men's college basketball teams are boring to watch.
They're great. I'm a woman, so I'm going to watch women's sports.
I've always loved seeing inspiring women play or, you know, do what they love. Whether it's something like doing an athletic activity, something sports related, or whether it's something artistic or, I guess music could fall into artistic category, but I don't know. We both had the privilege to see several college women's games as far as softball is concerned.
Oh, yeah. I've been to the...
She got to go to the World Series one year.
The World Series. I've always loved watching softball, though. It's always been a joy of mine. My favorite team is overall probably Oklahoma, but I really like LSU. Their uniforms are great. That's not the reason I love them, but I just wanted to mention that.
We have family members that are big LSU fans, so we've always been surrounded by the LSU culture, which I think is honestly really fun.
Our family's scattered. We have A&M fans. We have Texas.
We have Baylor. Obviously, they have the LSU. We have...
There's more. UNT.
TCU.
So, we've always been surrounded by sports our whole lives, really. And, you know, you always hear the men talking about it at, like, family gatherings. So, we've been around a whole bunch of it.
For a long time.
Oh, yeah. For all of our lives, and they talked about it. Every family gathering, we watched a football game, basketball game. Oh, something's on the TV.
There's always some kind of sporting event on the TV. Men's, women's, you say it, it doesn't matter.
And our family knows a lot about sports.
Or some they claim to do. It's a bunch of coaches who think they know everything.
Yeah, and they're right about some things. But I think most things are just an opinion-based thing. And if they're not...
Unless it's stats.
Stats.
You can't argue with stats.
But anything else.
I've had the privilege of seeing a couple of Division I college basketball games. I got to see Baylor play, and that was really cool. And that was back when Kim Mulkey was still coaching at Baylor.
Yeah.
And she's doing a pretty... This might be...
Controversial,
but I think Kim Mulkey's doing pretty good at LSU.
I like Kim Mulkey. I also like Dawn Staley, which I've heard they've had beef in the past.
I thought it was Staley.
Staley? Sorry. Dawn Staley. Words are hard.
And talk about an interesting conference game.
Oh, yeah. Oh, I've always, yeah. This year's games are amazing. I won my women's bracket in my family group, I would just like to say. I picked South Carolina to win.
I didn't win because I didn't do my picks. I forgot. But, and I guess we should emphasize why... The name of the podcast is what it is.
Oh, yeah.
100%. So, if you're anything like us two, you probably heard the phrase over and over. If you do anything that males also do, yeah, that's pretty good for a girl. And that always has a negative connotation to it. And we kind of wanted to reverse that. Because, I mean, yeah, I'm pretty good. And I am a girl. And... Just because I'm a girl doesn't mean it's just pretty good for a girl. I'm pretty good overall.
Like Caitlin Clark? Shoot, she pretty good. She's pretty good.
Good. And I'm not just saying that because, you know.
She's huge right now. She is good. And I don't know if anyone could disagree with that.
No. Not at all.
I also enjoy watching women's basketball and get a little bit off topic of what we're talking about. I enjoy watching Haley Van Lith.
Oh, yeah. She, right now, she's rumored to be transferring to TCU.
Yes, she is. And when she's going to TCU, the Cavender twins, if you haven't heard of them, they were twins that were
Hannah and Haley.
Hannah and Haley.
Are going back to Miami.
Well, they were they both played together in Miami for a long time, and then one moved to TCU, and then one just completely stopped playing basketball. So I think it's cool that they're coming back together.
Yeah, I think that'll be fun to see.
Good thing is, Haley Van Lith has kind of come over to TCU while she's leaving, so it's kind of a...
I didn't think LSU was the best fit for her in the first place. I mean, I was excited when she transferred.
Good. Yeah.
But I just don't know if it was the right decision.
Yeah. I also like LSU. I like... controversial, very. I like Angel Reese. I like how she plays. She does play with a lot of attitude, and she's very aggressive, but honestly, sometimes you need that in a basketball game to make it good. So
I feel like that's what makes women's basketball so much more interesting, is that you can see the attitude. Not that you can't see men with attitude, because obviously...
Oh, yeah, they have tons of attitude.
But, you know, I don't know, women are just a little more feisty. It makes the game a lot more fun to watch.
Yes. I watched the championship game, and it was way better than the men's, in my opinion, just because of how, like, I felt like it was more competitive, or, like, watching them seem, they looked more competitive than the men's. And that's just my opinion. I thought it was better. That's what I think, because Caitlin Clark's crazy good. Camila Cardoso.
Oh, yeah.
Freaking tall. She is great.
She is great. But I guess we should really say what the podcast is about, too. So, really, like we both mentioned, we don't feel like women's sports get enough attention and or respect for what they do. And so the idea of this podcast is to bring attention to all these sports, whether they're athletes or whether they're people like Jalen Hurts' agent, just making big moves like that. So we're going to talk all women's sports news, athletes and non-athletes.
Yes. And we're going to try to include more sports than just the main ones that are out there.
And we do have a little bit to learn about some of these. For instance, important thing to note, we are from Texas, and Texas hockey is not a huge thing.
Yeah.
I mean, there's people that obviously will play it and like it, but it's not.
Also, lacrosse. I don't know much about lacrosse.
There's so much more.
Oh, yeah. Tennis is a thing around here. I don't know much about it, so I'm happy to learn more about that, too, because I'm sure there are, like, great women tennis players, like Serena Williams.
I think she's retired, though.
Is she? But, well, she was great. I got some of her clips on TikTok, and I thought they were great.
Yeah, she's doing great in retirement, as far as I can tell. But, And, I mean, there's only so many platforms that women's sports news is shared on. And even if it gets, you know, featured on ESPN, it's not for a whole long, or it's just, you know, one person. I want to bring attention to the overall group and not just one. Because, yes, Caitlin Clark is great, but don't forget the rest of the team behind her.
Yeah, I agree. Kate Martin, yes. Gabby Marshall.
Yes.
And also great players on Iowa's team.
Yes. I mean, there's so much good to talk about besides just one standout athlete, you know, for each sport. But we'll be talking. This is just off the top of my head, so forgive me if I miss your sport. Basketball, softball, volleyball, track, and field. Cross country, golf, tennis, swimming.
Shoot.
Gymnastics,
yeah.
I think gymnastics is so fun to watch.
Gymnastics.
I was always obsessed watching gymnastics growing up for the Olympics. I love that.
Oh, and for me, powerlifting.
Oh, yeah, powerlifting, of course.
I love powerlifting. I said I did it. I know a lot about it, too, so that will be one thing that I will be able to talk about more.
Yeah, she'll be able to share her personal experiences.
Oh, yeah.
And whatnot.
Not in this episode. There's way too much. But.
Yeah. And women's hockey, because there's now professional women's hockey league. There's been college women's hockey for a little bit, I think. I could be wrong. Did I say tennis already?
Yes.
Tennis? Okay, I said tennis already. Do people play water polo? I'm sorry. I'm sorry if you play it and I'm offending you. I really don't mean to be rude. There's just so much and so little is covered. And so basically that's the gist of it. We want to make a podcast where we talk about what's happening in women's sports and why it's important to talk about that and hopefully help inspire others to, you know, listen and pay attention. And also, I want to clarify this right now. There are some, you know, other former professional women's athletes that when asked to do their own stuff, I'm not going to name names, but I could, talking negative about, you know, this upcoming group of athletes in women's sports. And it's like, we won't have any that negative talk here.
Oh, no. We'll be uplifting, even if we don't.
If we don't like something, we'll say we don't like it, but we will always mention what good that.
Yeah, so there's always good thing in a person.
There's good. Whether there's bad, there's good, and whether there's good, there's bad. I feel like it just depends on how you look at it. Anyways, thank y'all for listening to this first episode.
Listening to us yap a little bit. We'll learn to be better with this as we go on.
Yes, hopefully. This is obviously a first episode, so you just have to, like I said, bear with us as we go along this journey. But please, please, please download this podcast wherever you're listening from. And I guess we'll see you next time.
Yes, we will.
Okay. Thank you all for listening. See y'all later.
Bye-bye.
Bye.